This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Psychological weirdness, Robert Barnes, a smart lawyer that the Democrats are going through. Jesse Smollett obviously staged the attack on himself. It was cartoonish. The system isn't prosecuting him to protect him, but still everybody knows the Covington kid's being set up. Now Trump rape accuser says rape is sexy. I want to play that first during bizarre CNN meltdown. It turns out years ago she fetishizes rape. What is this thing where police even admit it turns out half of rape allegations are fake, 90-plus percent of hate crimes are fake, which then protects really the bad guys? What's happening here?
Well, with rape accusations, is just as rape is a crime of power, the accusation is a means and tool of power. So you're always going to have some risk that people, for whatever reason, will make up a false accusation of a crime against somebody. And it is a particular kind of crime that often does not have or doesn't necessarily have documented physical evidence if it's not reported until years after the fact. So what you have here is someone who honestly had sort of crazy eyes, and Anderson Cooper's interviewing her, and Anderson Cooper is clearly unsettled by her mindset, by her words, by her vocabulary, by her behavior, feels deeply uncomfortable, tries to edit out and cut off the interview at key junctures where she's embarrassing herself in a wide range of ways. As soon as this, anybody who has, I've done a lot of cases representing victims of domestic abuse, victims of sexual assault. There are certain patterns in abusers, and Donald Trump doesn't have any of those patterns. If anything, if Donald Trump might have run into issues, it would be with adultery allegations. It's not going to be with abuse allegations.
Well, by the way, I know some of the women he's dated or people that know him well. They say Trump is super nice to women, puts them on a pedestal, but if they're rude or mess with him, a couple of times he's done. Mm-hmm. But it's like he's so nice to women, it's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. He's a mama's boy at heart. I mean, you can tell if you've ever seen interviews with his mother, there's a very caring relationship between the two of them. And if anything, maybe he was a little bit spoiled, some might say, by his mom. So he comes at those kind of personalities. They walk into the room and believe, you know, for whatever their cause, whether it's good or not, they think every woman in the room loves them. That they have no question about it. They don't doubt it. They don't second guess it. They don't challenge that. So nothing about Trump's pattern of behavior, his psychology, his profile, fit at all any of these crazy allegations of abuse and assault. They were clearly manufactured.
What is a rapist, serial rapist fitting? I don't even imagine making a woman have sex with me. The whole point is they want it. That's what's exciting.
Right.
What kind of person wants to rape?
They're people that have usually had sort of not only rejecting, they've had no positive parental presence of any kind, parent or grandparent, uncle, aunt, community person, whatever. And usually they've been violated by somebody close to them and usually by the parent of the opposite gender. So you see that repeatedly. So, you know, the common pattern you'll find, and you won't find any rapists that have happy family lives. If you hear that, they're lying about their family.
Bill Clinton, broken family, mother was a prostitute, never home.
Correct, exactly. And you have someone who feels abused, who feels violated, who feels his faith.
Trump's the opposite. His dad's totally engaged, mother totally engaged.
Yeah, completely. I mean, everything about that, you look at Trump's kids. I mean, how many people do you know that are billionaires, that have been highly successful, that are in the public eye, that have a high-profile divorce, no less, with their mother, have kids that are basically pretty as normal as possible.
And usually you never see the kids with billionaires.
Oh, exactly.
Instead, they're everywhere.
Correct. I mean, here they're out in public eye in a major way with no major problems. That does not happen by accident. Anyone who's ever raised kids knows that doesn't happen by accident.
That's somebody telling you you're great when you're great and you're bad when you're bad.
Precisely. And someone who's come up with a protective but disciplined environment that did not either over-reward them or under-reward them for their behavior. And so they're very normal kids, very well-adjusted individuals as a whole, particularly given the culture and society and economic privileges.
But then meanwhile, we have it queued up to her saying how great rape is. Here it is.
Yes, you said it. Called it
sex. I was not thrown on the ground and ravished. Which the word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not sexual. It just hurt.
Well, I think most people think of rape it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy.
Not in my planet, you lunatic.
mean, just look at those eyes.
Now that is a loon ball. Great job, Robert. We'll talk to you soon. Coming up, special guest. I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies. And that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this. Google would love to have me arrested and killed. Guaranteed. I am here because there is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
InfoWars founder Alex Jones is calling out alleged collusion between Google and Democrats.
Sundar, you know Google is helping China with Dragonfly, and you know that they're helping censor, and you know that you've sold this country out, and you won't even help the Pentagon, you'll help the Chi-Coms. You bet on the wrong country, Sundar. We're aware of his lying to Congress. We're aware of him and the Dragonfly project that's already been operational for years inside the Chinese government. Now it's just being rolled out to the general public. Sundar, you're engaged in treason. You had Google executives lie to Congress that you're not censoring conservatives. The big tech companies and the head of Apple admit that they met with Senator Warner, who's running this whole thing, to begin shutting down conservatives, or the Democrats threatened to federalize big tech if they did not basically roll over to them.
I know we had Alex Jones in the room earlier promoting conspiracy theories.
Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying.
You didn't call me to testify in America. I have a right to face my accusers. And you, Congressman Deutsch, are a liar and a fraud. Google is evil. Google is evil. Google is evil.
And Twitter is planning to permanently suspend Alex Jones's personal account at InfoWars. This comes after Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey was on Capitol Hill yesterday speaking with lawmakers.
Twitter gives Alex Jones the boot, the social networking site permanently banning he and his media company, InfoWars.
Hey, Jackson, I appreciate you supporting the First Amendment, but I have a right to face my accusers, Jack. They're lying about me and they're trying to deplatform me. 26 companies working in concert, violating the Sherman Antitrust Act. And now, Senator Warner and Senator Wyden have said, quote, there's thousands of sites worse than Alex Jones. So we're becoming like Cuba. We're becoming like Vietnam. We're becoming like China. So regardless of what people think about me or the straw man, should I have a First Amendment or should these companies be able to violate the whole safe Harbor hacked and all that, and then ban conservatives en masse?
Yeah, I don't know anything about your site, man.
And we're also standing up to social media censorship. That's the new thing.
Our interview was cut short because he was confronted by Alex Jones of InfoWars right here in the hallway.
It's weird, man.
Oh, yeah, it's really weird. There's no purge of conservatives.
I'm not
really shadow banning.
Are you concerned about bias in social media?
Yeah, who's this guy? We
are you concerned about bias in social media?
Well, I think the bigger bias is against freedom of expression. Everybody should be. There's a look, I support
here.
Going after.
I'm here, but you say I don't exist.
Is that a heckler or a press guy?
Well, Professor Francis A. Boyle, I won't go over his whole bio, take up the 20 minutes we have. He's been coming on the show more than 15, 16 years. He has helped write major U.S. treaties, biological weapons. He's a best-selling author on geopolitical developments and events. And he also delivered the Bertrand Russell Peace Lectures. He went through the same PhD that only has one or two people go through it a year at Harvard that Kissinger went through. He was meant to be one of them. But he was obviously there as a rebel against that. And he wrote an article or a paper days before it happened advising Trump not to attack Iran preemptively. That would be a war crime. And Tucker Carlson, I know, and others talked to the president daily and convinced him not to do it. And I've confirmed that directly talking to Tucker. But Trump unleashes on Bolton, we'd be fighting the whole world at one time. That's up on newswars.com. So I'm no fan of Iran, folks. But the point is the neocons, as I've said, I'm a fan of Venezuela. But we're being lured into something to set the president up. And I think Trump gets that. The question is, why in hell is Bolton in there? And who would somebody like Francis Boyle advise that Trump should have advising him? Trump's instincts are right to make peace with Russia. His instincts are right to try to make peace with Iran and to get out of the strategy of tension, have a strategy of peace. But we'll get Mr. Boyle's take on why the establishment is so upset at Trump and his inside baseball take on what's currently happening as he takes off his lunch break as a professor. Thanks for joining us. Good to have you on.
Well, thanks for having me on, Alex. I'm glad the two of us were not censored off here.
Well, we're still on a few hundred radio stations and still on our own platform, but they've censored us pretty much everywhere else.
Right, I know, and I can't understand why they censored your colleague there, Mr. Knight. I've given him several interviews. He's a very low-key type guy.
He's a very calm, professorly person, isn't he? And he had 9 million subscribers on iTunes is where he had more than I did, and they banned him. Isn't that horrible?
It is. And they're doing, in fairness, they're doing the same thing to the left, too. But I know I sent a little note there to Mr. Knight when I heard he had heart surgery and wishing him well. So.
Well, he's back. He's doing good. So, I mean, how would you quantify the geopolitical point we're at right now, Professor?
Well, following Mr. Trump from the beginning, I think you're right that, his pronounced instincts have been correct. But right now he has what could only be said, these highly ideological neoconservative warmongers like Bolton and Pompeo giving him advice. And I'm not here to, criticize President Trump for this. He was a businessman making a fortune.
Professor, we're not a cult. Criticize Trump all you want. I agree with your call to impeach people like Bolton before they start World War III, because this will derail our recovery and start a larger war. So just go right at it. What you think's really happening here?
Right. Well, I think Trump should immediately fire Bolton and also Pompeo. And get rid of both of them. They were encouraging him to attack Iran, which would have set off a massive war between our two countries. Also, Bolton and Pompeo sabotaged that Hanoi agreement that President Trump was about to conclude with Kim Jong-un over North Korea and the denuclearization of nuclear weapons.
And you said that at the time last year. That's now been confirmed that they did sabotage it.
They sabotaged it. I mean, that agreement was there. And certainly, Bolton is about my age, Yale Law School. Okay. Pompeo behind me at Harvard Law School. Certainly, they knew that when they sabotaged that in Hanoi, that was done deliberately to cause grave loss of face for Kim Jong-un back in Korea in that Asian culture, which it did. Now, again, I'm not criticizing President Trump. These are the two advisors he has surrounding him.
What do you think the thinking was to bring in, because you could say Pompeo wasn't as bad, but now he's shown himself to be in line with neocons. Bolton, I mean, I get having your enemies close, but Bolton, I wouldn't trust Bolton as far as I could throw him.
Well, that's right. I think you and I discussed this before with respect to Bolton. But all the reports were that Bolton was the bootlicker of Sheldon Adelson. Adelson is a big contributor and supporter for the Republican Party and President Trump, and that's who got him the job.
But, which, by the way, no Koch brother money, no Wall Street money. You're right. Adelson reportedly put in $100 million.
Yeah, it was a large amount of money. So Bolton's position there was bought and paid for by Adelson. And I think President Trump needs to fire him and Pompeo immediately.
Let me ask Adelson this. I'm not against Israel existing. But what does Adelson think is going to happen when we attack Iran? They're going to attack Israel. So
that is correct, Alice. As a matter of fact, last week, Israel had massive war maneuvers right there on the border with Lebanon, clearly anticipating an attack on Iran that would then blow up with Hezbollah attacking them. And they've got maybe 20,000 missiles there. So, if President Trump had followed the advice of Pompeo and Bolton and also bloody Gina Haspel of the CIA, we'd be at war with Iran right now, massive war. The whole Middle East would have blown up all the way from Turkey and Lebanon down through Israel to the boot of the Saudi Peninsula. There's no question about it, and massive loss of life on all sides. So fortunately, the president at the last minute, I think, realized this and rejected
this. Well, stay there. Let's talk about, Professor, why you think you realize that, and you've been a top advisor on these treaties, what you think Trump should do.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Like you were being pushed into military action against Iran by any of your advisors?
I have two groups of people. I have doves and I have hawks.
Yeah, you have some serious hawks.
I have
hawks.
Some hawks. Yeah, John Bolton is absolutely a hawk. It's up to him. He'd take on the whole world at one time, okay? But that doesn't matter because I want both sides. You know, some people said, why did you put, you know, I was against going into Iraq for years and years. And before it ever happened, I was against going into Iraq. And some people said, oh, I don't know. I was totally against. And I was a private citizen. It never made sense to me. I was against going into the Middle East. Chuck, we spent $7 trillion in the Middle East right now.
Yeah, that's why I supported President Trump. He was a Republican that wasn't foaming at the mouth, wanting to attack everybody. The Democrats in major polls, Gallup polls, support war now because they think it's anti-Trump. Trump says pull out of Afghanistan. The Pentagon ignored him. Again, that's the neocons at the top of it. The average military person is great. After Professor Boyle leaves us, I was told about this by James O'Keefe this morning. My producer was. He said, watch for it. Breaking new Google document leak describes Shapiro, Prager as Nazis using dog whistles, calls for them to be shut down. Ted Cruz grills Google executives in hearing following explosive by Project Veritas. This video is all coming up in the fourth hour with Paul Joseph Watson today. This is a big deal. Getting back to Professor Dr. Francis Boyle, who's advised the U.S. government on biological weapons treaties, helped co-author them, you name it. Really smart cookie. Finishing up, I don't think the world understands. This isn't like we go into Libya and it's a banana republic, or we go into Iraq and we've got already owned half their operatives and they stand down. This is Iran, and I've talked to family that's been in special operations, officers down to special forces, down to helicopter pilots. Iran's had nukes for a long time. They don't have delivery systems. They are ready for war with no technology. They killed hundreds of thousands of Iraqis. We killed over 1 million of them in the Iran-Iraq war. They've got sleeper cells all over the place. They've got 100,000 missiles aimed at Israel. Why would certain, because I'm not anti-Israel. I want peace. Why would certain elements of Israel and Saudi Arabia want war with Iran, knowing it's going to, I think, be unwinnable with the stay-behind networks of Hezbollah that they've got all over the world, especially when Israel, what, 7-8 years ago, lost a war against Hezbollah in just north of Israel and Lebanon?
Well, I can't speak for Israel and Saudi Arabia. I can only speak for the United States of America. I'm a U.S. citizen, a law professor. Right now, if Bolton and Pompeo stay in there, they're going to get us into war with Iran. The latest steps just taken yesterday, the cyber attack, the trashing of the Ayatollah Khamenei, the sanctioning of the foreign minister. I saw President Trump reading from a script. That script obviously had been given to him by someone else.
I agree. So let's say this. They're trying to start a war. They may get one. A, how do we stop it? B, I'm not for war with Venezuela, but wouldn't that, the neocons wanted that. Wouldn't they have been satiated with a regime change there? Wouldn't taking out, I'm not saying do it, professor, law professor, but also historian, wouldn't it be better to take out Venezuela and less dangerous than Iran?
Well, we don't have to do either. I mean, again, my assessment of the situation, President Trump can negotiate settlements here with Iran, with North Korea, with Venezuela, with China, with Russia. I follow all of these conflicts and disputes. He is never going to settle any of them with Bolton and Pompeo there. So I think he's got to get rid of Bolton and Pompeo immediately. Secretary of State, I would recommend bringing in Senator Rand Paul, who's made a lot of sense.
Great idea.
I think he'd do a great job. Ashton,
can he do that? I mean, constitutionally, because we need that Kentucky seat. Can he be an official advisor on the cabinet, maybe a senator at the same time?
No, he would have to leave, and I don't know how that would work out politically there in Kentucky. But just looking around the Republican establishment, which unfortunately, you know, you have a lot of raving lunatics there these days. It wasn't that way when I was a kid. But I think Senator Paul is the most reasonable one they have, and he might do it for the good of the country, because really, right now, we need someone like Senator Paul and Pompeo to get out of there. You have to understand, Pompeo is a member of this Federalist Society that are highly ideological, diehard, neoconservative, warmonger, totalitarian. You and I have discussed the Federalist Society before and how pernicious and nefarious they are.
And I want you to come back for a full hour soon. We can even do a commercial-free hour. Or 2 hours, a special report going through the whole history of this, because I know you're one of the pyramid experts, but the 2 minutes or 3 minutes we have left, I was taught a lot by Roger Stone before he was gagged. And you say Roger's good, he's bad, but when it comes to Trump watching, he knows his stuff. He said, watch. When Trump's praising somebody, he likes them, they're on their way up. When he starts saying, are they good, are they crazy, that means he's already planning to get rid of them. When he says, they're causing a problem, what do they want me to do? He plans to get rid of them. And so when Trump says, you want to fight the whole world and that Bolton's nuts, that means he is planning to get rid of him. The problem is it means Trump's looking for a replacement. So I think you've gone there. That'd be a Rand Paul.
Rand Paul would be excellent, yes. Who else then?
Because he probably won't leave the Senate.
We need someone like Senator Paul in there. And I'd be happy to help Senator Paul if he wanted my help, sure.
But who else, if Paul can't do it, he's going to probably stay in the Senate. Who else is out there that could be on a list for Trump to get that isn't a warmonger?
Well, I don't know. I really have to think of it between you and me.
Because, see, there's not a big pool for Trump to pull from. People keep asking, why he has all these bad people? This is the swamp is filled with these creatures.
You're correct. And we have the neoconservatives, the Heritage Foundation, this new acting Secretary of Defense, Espers from the Heritage Foundation. They're all raving lunatics over there, along with Bolton. And remember, Alex, Bolton was on the project for the New American Century Report, which we discussed before.
Which is the blueprint for 9/11.
Right. That calls for a new Pearl Harbor. Well, we almost had that last week when Bolton sent that PC Orion up there, as we know and as have been reported. Not only was a drone up there, okay, and it was...
But they sent an Orion into questionable areas by the drone, hoping the Iranians would think both were global hawks and shoot them both down.
That's correct. I think your assessment of that situation is correct, that Bolton and the rest of them were dangling that PC Orion out there as bait for the Iranians to take to set off a war. And we're fortunate the Iranians only shot down the drone and realized the implication of shooting down an Orion and killing those 27 service people. We'd be at war.
All right, Professor today. Boyle, we're out of time. What's the best website for folks to visit, or what's your newest book?
My newest book, Poems Against the Empire, my poetic reflections on 50 years of fighting the American Empire.
All right. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight. We need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products, all of
the 50% off that Super Male Vitality Survival Shield X2. Now back in stock. Rainforest Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Show many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Let's go to GrudgeReport.com again. Oh, there's billions of websites. There's only one GrudgeReport.com. And that's where, at the top of the middle column, update, insider reveals Google plan to prevent Trump situation in 2020, manipulating algorithm. YouTube pulls video showing their head of censorship, saying we'll stop Trump from winning, admitting all the censorship, admitting they perjured themselves to Congress. Corporate media ignores, and now Google execs delete social media accounts after James O'Keefe's latest expose. And then we've got even more. Infowars.com, Kit Daniels, Out of the Park article. Fox News is 2 days into this. Fox News is 2 days into this. And they've not reported on Project Veritas Google bombshell report where they admit they're stealing the election in every way. I just had my producer in here. We're doing hand signals, and I'm not good at hand signals. Oh, it's not a big deal. Because I texted it to you, and my phone's been messed up. It doesn't send text anymore. It got updated a few weeks ago, and it's essentially worthless at this point. I'm going to have to get a whole new phone number probably. Some kind of a corruption of the file or something along those lines. Everybody goes, oh, your phone's working fine, even though half of folks can't text. Judge to reconsider dismissal motion in rally defamation case. Or just type Alex Jones into Google or into BuckDuckGo or PuckPuckGo or Bing or whatever you want, and you'll get the Martinsville Bulletin, judge to reconsider dismissal motion in rally defamation case. And we'll spend a few hours waiting for that. Everything's good. And then we'll talk about it. But as I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of big historical things are unfolding. A lot of big historical things are taking place. And the fact that big megatech has been set up by DARPA and our government to dominate the world, well, now the globalists have taken it over. It's being used to dominate us. And so we've spent years hammering that Google's been compromised and Apple and Facebook and Twitter. And they just go to Congress and they lie about it all and they say none of it's true. And then we get the head Google executive over censorship via Project Veritas on video admitting it all. And it's an incredible moment, an absolutely incredible moment as the whole thing falls apart. Now, this isn't about Alex Jones. This is about reality. But you saw the law firm, Democratic Party law firm, suing me in Connecticut for stuff I never said about Sandy Hook, which if I said it, I have a right to say. And then they provided a transcript unsigned last week saying I said white Jew boy. When I said these elite white shoe boy firms, which is the definition is Yale and Harvard, aren't going to stop me. They're like, oh, we'll stop you, white Jew boy. We'll put that out. But you know what? It all got retracted, just like the child molestation stuff, you know, all that stuff. None of it's working. The child porn garbage, all of it. Yeah, that's the original story. They go to Raw Story, they retracted it. So that's where all this is going. And that's how these groups operate. And it just shows they'll go to any length necessary. Even though these groups don't believe in due process, they will use our due process system against us. So the issues we're going to cover here today are absolutely essential. But you can bet that whether it's the Democratic Party saying that Judge Kavanaugh raped them and none of it's true, or whether it's them saying I'm sending child porn out that isn't true, or I'm running around saying white Jew boy that isn't true, they don't have any rules. Like the weird Trump rape accuser saying rape is sexy during bizarre CNN meltdowner, Jesse Smollett, or any of this. These are followers who believe in the system, and they believe if they just break the rules for the system, they'll be rewarded, but they're not being rewarded. Now, I wanted to bring syndicated radio host Lee Stranahan on, because it's not about Lee Stranahan, it's not about Alex Jones. It's about, remember a year and a half ago, that lawsuit filed in Virginia against he and I and sweet little Leanne McAdoo. She's smart, but she's sweet. She had him on as a guest. She said nothing, but she was sued to teach her to shut her mouth. And they said that we said stuff we never said. And so the judge allowed the lawsuit to go forward, preliminary, and believe things in their brief that were not true. Well, guess what? The judge did something rare. He's announced another hearing not just on jurisdiction, but in general, we're being told, because he's gotten the word, I'm talking to lawyers after the show today about this, that what they were told in these briefings is not accurate. Now, it's one thing for lawyers to play games in filings, but when they're totally not true, it's another animal entirely. So again, yeah, everybody knows the Democrats lie. Well, wait till they sue you. All we ever said is George Soros funded Nazis in Ukraine with very same tiki torches to march and to overthrow the government. And wasn't it funny that a lot of these former Democrats that worked for Obama, that worked for his campaign a year later, and that worked for Hillary, were carrying tiki torches? We said, isn't it funny, a guy that worked at the State Department for Hillary, he catches a lady getting killed on camera. They just knew it was going to be a melee. Soros funded the leftist Antifa to come out. We think the right wing was funded. There's a lot of evidence it was, to create a false riot. Now, whether that's right or not, it's our right to ask that question. And a lot of evidence shows that's the case. But we never said that the man that photoed, journalist that took the photography of the woman dying, that he killed her. We said he was a leftist and all part of this big conflagration. And that Soros ordered the police to stand down. And the Democrats ordered that. And that it was their fault, not his, but Soros's. In America, we were sued for that to teach us to shut our mouths so that we wouldn't be around at future events, so that we wouldn't question future events. Because it turned out there was crisis actor companies that hired people for a month for the event. It didn't mean there weren't real white supremacists or real meth-head Antifa, but most of them on both sides were hired to say things and do things with all this nation full of people that want to be actors. They want to have a Netflix show. Hell, half the kids you talk to want to be actors. There's not the slots. But there were real companies that hired real crisis actors, real protesters. You can hire a fake protest if you want online. For a couple thousand dollars, 20 people will show up. For $100,000, thousands will show up. Tens of thousands if you spend $1 million. It's called a rent-a-mob. So for pointing out AstroTurf and Arenamob, this happened. Lee, we got you on late. I apologize. We're going to go to break, come back and finish with you. But I want you to set the record straight, because the judge has suddenly reversed himself and said he's going to have another hearing on this. This is pretty good news.
Well, yeah, I'm really glad that they're going to have another hearing, Alex, because, you know, one of the things, I'm just going to be the most minor point. It's not a free speech point. They claim that I'm a resident of Texas. I have literally not lived in Texas for, I think, 3 or 4 years now. I used to live in Dallas, and I haven't lived there. And the reason they did that is a minor technical point. But the reason they did it, we're being sued in a Virginia court. I live in Virginia, and they can't sue federally if I'm a resident of Virginia. So they blatantly lied. I've been doing a radio show. Anybody can check my social media records, everything. I live in Virginia now. I've been living in Virginia since about just a couple months after the inauguration. I moved out here when I was with Breitbart, and then I've left Breitbart since then, host a radio show on Radio Sputnik. But I've been out here. That basic point needs to be adjudicated again. And
finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, Our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Skipping right to the end. At the distance. Not going to stop. If the man is willing to survive. All right, coming up next segment. Ted Cruz today just so happened to be a big Google hearing. Senator took him to the woodshed and knocked it out of the park. And Paul Watson's coming up. Getting back to Lee Stranahan. Lee, you're bringing up the fact that the way you've gotten this new hearing is the evidence that, jurisdictionally they're wrong. And it's rare, I'm told, by my lawyers, three of them, including one in D.C., one in Connecticut, one in L.A., that this would happen. So this bodes well. They say not just on the jurisdictional, but that they now have been listening to you and others. And the briefs that we never said any of the stuff that's there. These are false quotes. These are false statements, and we've been demanding they bring forth the real quotes. Just like they said with me and the Jew boy comment that I never said. They're getting desperate. So I want to get to the jurisdictional, but let's get back, because you're the expert on this. Recap. We never said this thing about white supremacy they claim. You were talking about Ukraine, which is admitted that the Ukraine opposition was funded by Soros and the State Department. I mean, hell, the State Department admitted that.
Well, not just that, Alex. Let's point out what they're really afraid of here. This has now come out in the past few months. I've been reporting it on, you know, including on InfoWars for 2 years now, that a lot of what we're seeing with this Trump-Russia hoax ties into Ukraine. It directly ties to Ukraine. For instance, I've talked about the fact that a DNC operative named Alexandra Chalupa met with people in the Ukrainian embassy. She was targeting Paul Manafort. She was saying that Trump was connected to Russia before Mueller even said that the supposed DNC hack ever happened. This was a setup the entire time. I was reporting from the White House on CrowdStrike. All these things were happening prior to this lawsuit happening. So what happened was, Alex, there's a film that I saw called Ukraine on Fire that explains how the United States government under Barack Obama overthrew the democratically elected government of Ukraine. And I was saying that what happened after that was they set up a thing called NABU, the National Anti-Corruption Bureau of Ukraine. Now, you remember Paul Manafort, he was the head of the Trump campaign. In August of 2016, he was taken out. You remember that? Why was he taken out? Because of this fake black ledger that came out through NABU. The FBI, James Comey's FBI, has an office at NABU. Now, in that film, Ukraine on Fire, and by the way, I got to point out, part of what they're really afraid of is in about 2 weeks, the sequel to that film is coming out, and I'm one of the journalists in that film. I'm pretty significantly featured in that sequel that's going to be coming out, it's premiering in July. And we've shown how the Ukraine connection, and by the way, I didn't just pick Ukraine, throw a dart. The malware that was supposedly used, that they claimed was used to do the DNC hack was Ukrainian. There were these Ukrainian connections everywhere. So I was reporting on that. And I had seen this film, Ukraine on Fire, which showed every January 1st, they do the Nazis over there. These are real Nazis. These are, you know, the bad guys in Ukraine do a tiki torch march. And I pointed out when I saw Charlottesville, I was like, hey, that's the thing that I just had seen in this movie a few days ago. And then the more I looked into it, now it's come out. The FBI has said they did it in this a Los Angeles court filing. They connected some of the bad actors in Charlottesville, some of the neo-Nazis, had actually gone over to Ukraine. This is what the FBI said subsequently. So all I did was point out two things. Oh, by the way, who is the biggest funder of NGOs in Ukraine? George Soros, right? So this guy is suing us, Brennan Gilmore. He worked for a congressman who was running for governor, who received major funding from George Soros. Now, he didn't win the gubernatorial race, but guess who the congressman now works for, literally works for? George Soros. He went to work for the Open Societies Foundation. So there's nothing illegal about pointing out the facts. Brennan Gilmore, who's the person who shot the vehicular murder of Heather Heyer, which I have never said anything but that is a horrible crime. I've never said this guy was responsible, like you said. Never said he was responsible for it. Never said anything like that. I pointed out that he worked for the State Department. True, he admits it. And that he had connections to Soros. And that I saw this Ukraine connection. I think.
And if you look at the Ukrainian real Nazi tiki torchers that got put into power by the State Department and Obama to overthrow Russian control of eastern Ukraine, it's almost identical. And then it turns out they did PR hiring on record, where Democrats went out and did hire people to come to this. So it's all been, everything we've said is true, so they almost don't even want this to go to trial. A lot of lawyers I know say, Alex, let it go. Including Barnes in there is like, are you kidding? Because Barnes knows all this stuff too, and he's like, they're going to be destroyed.
No, that's right. And I really believe, Alex, that part of what's going on here is that they know that this Ukraine connection, which John Solomon over the Hill, finally, after me reporting on it for 2 years, Fox News, you know, they're a little slow on this stuff times, Alex. Fox News, about two, three months ago, started finally reporting on the Ukraine stuff. This was after Petro Poroshenko, the guy who was beat by a comedian in the last election. See, you got to understand, don't forget, we overthrew the U.S. government, not you and me, the U.S. government overthrew the democratically elected government of Ukraine, put into place Poroshenko, who was behind the coup attempt on Donald Trump. He never wanted Trump to get elected. He wanted Hillary to get elected. He was supported by Victor Pinchuk.
No, you're right. They used all the money poured into overthrowing Ukraine to run election meddling in the U.S. You said it years ago. It's all been confirmed. In closing, let me ask you this. Why did they sue us then? Just to teach us to shut our mouths? Because that's not going to make us shut our mouths. That just makes us pay more attention to this. Because they say things we never said. We just said, looks like Soros is funding the same group in Ukraine and groups here, and it turns out it's the truth, and that they just started a big fight in Virginia. We're not saying the photographer killed that woman. That's asinine.
Not at all. You know, we're literally being sued, Alex, because I shrugged my shoulders. They say it. They can't point out a single thing that I said that was incorrect. So what happened was I went like this, and they take that to mean.
Wait, I'm suing you. Do it again. I'll sue you twice. You don't shrug your shoulders at me, buddy.
Do you know why I said that? Because I had seen this film a few days earlier, and I thought it was a weird sort of cosmic coincidence that a couple days
and
later.
And now the FBI says, lo and behold, international extremism is being funded by people.
No, that's exactly right. So I have been saying I've been a broken record on it, that the real scandal here involves elements of the Ukraine. And by the way, this directly connects to the FBI. It connects to James Comey's FBI.
Sure, the whole fake thing. They use international operations to do domestic things. Look, they don't want people going out to these events to document what's happening. They want to punish people. But folks are going to go there because they did this. All right, Lee Stranahan, thank you for the great work you do. CitizenJournalismSchool.com, Populist.tv. You have your weekday morning show that broadcasts all over the world out of D.C. And that's Fault Lines with you and your great host, Mr. Garland. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Keep up the fight.
I'll try. Okay, I've got to get to this Google thing before Paul takes over, and I could talk to Stranahan for 5 hours. My lawyers are like, why are we going to fight going to court? Let's just get to a jury trial. You're going to win. I'm just like, my gut says stall this as long as possible because more is going to come out, more smulleting, more scams, more staging. I just, my gut's never wrong. But, yeah, we're not scared of jury trials, folks. Nothing they say is real. They file reports saying I'm screaming white Jew boy on air or that I'm sending child porn to people. Why the hell would I do? And, of course, they go later, well, he didn't actually do it. But they're like, you like how that feels? Knock yourselves out, man. Nothing, including a bullet in my head, is going to stop us. Except our listeners not supporting us. We're running a giant sale. It's got to end this weekend. Store-wide free shipping. 50% off all the award-winning supplements. Double Patriot points, save InfoWars emergency special, and you can, it says pre-order, but I told them just have order on there, because it's already being printed. Within 2 weeks, your new ultra-limited edition Clown World t-shirt will be shipped out to you. So there's no pre-order, not in the production meeting a week ago. Not the one on Monday, and not the one on Tuesday. It is essentially going to be shipped out to you. We have Clown World coverage of the debates tomorrow night and Thursday night. That's right. We'll be back with the fall of Google and Ted Cruz.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.